Paul says, I bow my knees before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. It is a joy, always a joy to me, an awesome moment of joy when we come before God at All Saints Sunday, when we come ready to read the names of those whose witness has brought us to Christ. We come ready to think of and give thanks for the saints who have taught us, who have stood in the breach for us, who have prayed for us. And we also remember those for whom we have prayed, those that perhaps we have had the privilege to teach, or for whom we have been asked to serve as an example, and those for whom we too have stood in the breach. That's the joy of this day as we remember each of them. As I turn to this passage from Ephesians, I love this line that Paul has about the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. My young daughter Rachel learned the Lord's Prayer when she was right young, younger than you guys. And she said she didn't have it quite right, of course, but I was struck when she said it this way: Our Father who art in heaven, how will I be named? How will I be named? Hallowed be thy name, but how will I be named? What Rachel said is, for me, an echo of what Paul says here in Ephesians, when Paul speaks of our God as the one from whom every family in heaven and in earth takes its name. And what an important thing to Paul. You see, Paul believed so firmly that not only the Jews learning about Jesus got this word, but also all of the Gentiles who had never been Jews at all. So it was of utmost importance to Paul, who gave his life to the teaching of the Christian truth to the Gentiles, the very people that were disdained by so many in the early church. But Paul believed that every family in heaven and in earth takes its name from God, is shaped by God, and has a purpose in God's creation. So Paul wanted everyone to know the words of truth, the grace and forgiveness and peace of living with Christ Jesus our Lord. So Paul gave his life as a missionary to the Gentiles. He wanted them to know the Lord. Even though many Jewish Christians really didn't think the Gentiles should hear, or they believed the Gentiles had to become Jews first before they could become Christians. But what Paul wanted for the Gentiles is exactly what the people who came before us have wanted for us. For us to know the Lord. For us to know his grace and forgiveness and peace. And today on All Saints Sunday, we can picture them, their dear and beloved faces, their hands that reached out to hold ours. These are the saints for whom we give thanks today, men and women, perhaps boys and girls, who now stand and laugh and dance with God in paradise. Individual saints whose witness has made the church and each of us what we are today, and those for whom we prayed ourselves, for their health, for their journey, for their faith. So it is a joy for us today, just as it is a clear reminder of our charge to do the same for those who come behind or perhaps alongside us. So my daughter Rachel said, Our Father who art in heaven, how will I be named? And I pray that you and I are named in the love of God. We have a Christian name, a name we can share. I think of my old Girl Scout friend, Elizabeth Lord, who said that kids would call her house and they'd say, "Is this the Lord's house?" And then they'd hang up giggling. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we came to realize that each of us lives in the Lord's house? That we are all of the Lord's family line. That we are, in fact, God's people, ready to teach and share the truth with all who come our way, so that they too may find peace in Christ. May it be so. Amen. Please pray with me. Hear our gratitude today as we come before you, giving thanks for the saints who went before us, and help us to be the saints for those who come after. In spite of our lack of perfection, help us to be faithful people and go where you send us. In Christ we pray. Amen.